Nobody wants to feel stupid, okay? And a lot of people who've tried AI and tried ChatGPT and they couldn't make it work walked away feeling stupid. And it's like, well, that sucks. But if you can get past the blinking cursor that you know, you type something in, you got a terrible response, you're like, this thing doesn't work. I think one of the things is just like, use a different tool and get something that makes you feel smart.
All right, it is Q1 of 2024. That means new goals, more growth, and upgrading your day-to-day workflow. That's why I want to talk to you today about the HubSpot Sales Hub. This thing is basically an all-in-one platform to help you get out of that muck of scheduling everything manually, digging through data, tracking down leads, probably not following up with things. Sales Hub will flip everything on its head. This thing's an easy-to-use suite of powerful tools. It's going to help you convert contacts into customers quicker, accelerate sales with smart sequences, manage deals with simple and powerful tools, and help you forecast a lot smarter. It actually uses this new AI-powered app called ChatSpot. Combines ChatGPT with HubSpot's smart CRM. Basically, you can ask this thing to create more revenue for you and deliver it as well. So you can ask it to track down contacts, competitors, summarize sales, and actually draft emails for you. So now's the time to close more deals and get on track. Make Q1 your best yet. Explore the new HubSpot Sales Hub and AI tools like ChatSpot at HubSpot.com/sales. What's happening today? I have a really good friend of mine and longtime friend, Mike Koenig's on the podcast. He's been on the show before. And this guy I've known for now 15 years or so. It's crazy. Myself and my team, we used to make all of his product launch videos back in the day. And we would hack together all these interesting ways to make all the sales videos that you would see for his old launches. That was my old previous life in my business. That's how we originally got connected. And now Mike and I are teaming up again on a whole bunch of things in the AI space. And you're going to learn the way he thinks and the massive opportunities every business owner has right now to leverage AI in a way that's smart and that works for you to increase productivity, scale your business, you know, follow up with people much quicker, basically empower everyone, including yourself, but everyone on your team to be lifted up by this technology and not get left behind. There's also a total mind shift that gets to happen from it's like a millionaire, billionaire, and then trillionaire mindset, and you'll understand what I mean, but each one of us as business owners, entrepreneurs, driven folks can tap into this. So you're going to get the whole blueprint here, and I will say right now, if you want to pause this, you'll get a head start, but go to digitalcafe.ai/JF. And there, that's where you can get Mike's book for absolutely free. It's all about AI, and it's literally a playbook on what to do. And you get to see one of the projects, this software that we built out from the ground up that we're actually taking out to the market to different channel partners and really scaling some cool stuff. So you can get a little inside look at what your boy Joe has been doing outside of this podcast. So go to digitalcafe.ai/JF. Mike, we're doing this. It's been a handful of years since we had you on the show. It was Matt and I, Mr. Wolf, at your place, yeah. Actually. It's been a minute.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's been way too long. Yeah. So, it's good to be here in beautiful San Diego together. And we've had the good fortune of getting the band back together, working together again. I'm so excited. So you've been just such a rock star. And I love your brain. I love how you think. And I love what you're doing right now. And I love the collaboration.
Thanks, man. Same. And it's one of these things, like you've always expanded my mind in new ways. What we first met 15 some odd years ago.
Yeah.
I think it was at David Klein. He had those think tank events in San Diego.
Oh,
remember those things?
Man.
I think that's where it was. I was trying to nail it down. So.
Oh, that's the way back clock.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So. Dang.
That was that. Met a bunch of crazy cats then. But yeah, you and I worked together for many years on a bunch of product launches that you had back then, InfoJays. And man, I always learned so much from you. So I got to give a lot of credit your way. And
thanks, man.
Yeah, man. And all that now is transferred into media now. And then what we're currently collabing on. And I want to hear a little bit of your updates too. And you can tell everyone what you've been doing.
Sure.
The last, handful of years or so?
if you go back from info marketing days, just a little history for folks who don't know our history together and my history is, I was doing digital marketing in 1989. Trait created one of the first digital marketing agencies, sold that, and then had TrafficGeyser Instant Customer, which were two of the first, say, online marketing SaaS products. Did TrafficGeyser was great for generating traffic with video, and then Instant Customer did two-way interactive mobile text, then moved to Amazon, was brand new, and KDP, and we were one of the first to figure out how to publish rapidly online, and we turned that into a book writing product, and then basically helping people build their own platforms, which of course led into podcasting and all that. And then I've been just building businesses and creating and launching companies for the past 6 years. And as I've framed it, I loved creating businesses I never had to run. And I told myself, I'm never going to do software again, but AI comes along. And I had the perfect storm of Peter Diamandis asked me to speak at Abundance 360. Tony Robbins asked me to speak at one of his events. And that put the heat on where I thought I better get really good at teaching AI, using AI, but also helping people figure out how to use it. And that led to creating training products. Now the development company that we've been doing together, where we're rapidly producing AI products. We built our own platform, which is digitalcafe.ai/JF, by the way. Wrote a book called AI Accelerator, and that's just a little giveaway for everyone who listens to or watches this. We'll give that to you.
Yep.
You know, the best way to put it is right now is so incredible because AI can make smart people 100 or 1,000 times more effective than they already are, at least 2 to 10x, okay? That's easy. And I think it's going to also have the same effect that social media had, which is going to make dumb people dumber, smart people smarter, and more productive. So you get to choose which option to go down. But let's start there, and then you ask me more questions.
Yeah, no, it's a moment in time right now, and we talk about it all the time. And I think, you know, after you deliver these talks, which I want to cover some of the main points, because I really feel like it's a mindset shift, right? Like,
yeah,
we got to get our minds knowing what the hell is going on right now. Things are happening so fast, rapidly. How does it affect me in the now, in my business?
Yeah,
and then also, like, how the hell do I plan the next, like, 3 years? 18 months even.
Okay, so the millionaire mindset. Now I'll leave in the pretty slide here, but millionaire mindset I think is really representative. You think about the Industrial Revolution, the way I think about it is a poor immigrant who didn't even speak English could come to the United States, you know, 100 years ago and create a $1 million company. That was possible. And that was because of industrialization. Think about the cotton gin, for example. And there were people who hated the idea of the cotton gin and would go break it at night because it was stealing jobs, okay? But those who used it created entire fabric industries and huge multiples. I mean, it was a massive labor multiplier. And then you'd look at the internet revolution. Billionaires were created. Again, you could be an immigrant from a different country, come to the United States, leverage internet, and become a billionaire. And you look at Elon Musk is one of them. Now, he didn't come here as a poor immigrant, but, you know, the Google guys, Jeff Bezos, it's a massive force multiplier. And when you think about it, like Amazon Elastic Cloud and Google Cloud and what Microsoft did with their own platforms, you could access billions of dollars of infrastructure for pennies to rent servers. But the AI revolution is doing that again, and I believe the mindset is the trillionaire mindset. And this isn't necessarily about dollars, but I do believe that in the next 3 years, we're going to have our first trillionaire. The next 5 years, we'll probably have three trillionaires among us or more, and we don't even know who they are yet.
Yeah.
So that, I think, is the way to think about it. But if you apply this to your own life and you say, okay, I'm a business owner, and if you just use off-the-shelf scripts, and Joe, we demonstrate this all the time when we present together, but using tools like Cast Magic or Oasis or Otter or ChatGPT and making GPTs, whatever it is, you can basically take anyone and make them 20 200% more productive, but you can also apply that and make more money in a business by automating stuff. And that's just using off-the-shelf tools that cost $20 to $100 a month.
Yeah. The first time I heard it, that was the unlock moment where it's like, okay, there's phases to this revolution that's happening, the AI revolution. And in terms of building a business, this the millionaire mindset being the place to start. It's like, figure out what's a bottleneck in your current reality, in your business, and let's address that. And like you said, tools, you know, from free to $20 a month, like we can now identify what are those bottlenecks and start to automate certain things that are repetitive. You can get more leads, follow up faster, sell more, grow what you can control.
So what I've done, going back to over a year ago when I really started in depth presenting on this, is I always build little automated survey tools to capture as much information before I speak and find out, hey, what's the biggest pain you have in your business right now? What do you wish you could automate? Where are your big opportunities? What are your biggest challenges? What do you wish you could do with AI and you don't even know if it's possible? And then what we did as a team is we built these playbooks that would be like, how do I build all my podcast information or get questions put together or automate my social media or clone myself with any kind of cloning tool so I could basically build a bot that would speak like me or write like me. You know, it could be creating HR programs or training tools, but the whole idea is a combination of prompts and tools stacked together can accomplish any goal. And, you know, the net result for us is we built a training program around that. A practical use case is one of our clients, Jim and Jamie Shields, they're in the build the rent real estate space. They have a problem, which is all their content, all their follow-up was either old, outdated, or non-existent, and they're always waiting around for a copywriter, it seems. It's like they talk to a copywriter, they tell them what to do, and then they get their first draft back 3 weeks later, and it stinks. So what we did is built a series of GPTs that wrote all their copy and content, and we got, it turns out, 104 weeks. We got a year for one business, a year for a second business, done in about 2 hours, including the bots. And I think that's a practical use case, but it saves, you know, it's not uncommon to spend $75,000 on a copywriter a year or more. And now a B or C tier assistant can do all the copywriting. And as a founder, you can look through it and make sure it's on point, make sure the calls to action are done. I mean, there's still some manual work, but it gets better all the time. And I think those are real effective. And this can just be using standard GPTs in ChatGPT, OpenAI to do that. And, you know, I look at how else could you write 2 years of marketing in 3 hours or clone you or your best employees? And so the millionaire mindset has more to do with the mindset, which are what tools to use and when and what order. And, you know, like when you demonstrated Cast Magic, for example, that's a perfect example of a tool that can do a day and a half worth of work in about 15 minutes.
Yeah. And these are examples, you know, like we've worked on some GPTs for, like you said, cloning your voice. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you mentioned emails, but you know, I'm just putting this out there to those listening and watching. Think about social media and all these things you can have in the hopper now. You know, you're not dealt with that blank page syndrome anymore. At least you have starting points and then you can extrapolate from that point.
I think the framing I've used a number of times is nobody wants to feel stupid, okay? And a lot of people who've tried AI and tried ChatGPT and they couldn't make it work walked away feeling stupid. And it's like, well, that sucks. But if you can get past the blinking cursor that you know, you type something in, you got a terrible response, you're like, this thing doesn't work. I think one of the things is just like use a different tool and get something that makes you feel smart. So like this is one of my other favorite ones. It's in video and it's brain dead simple. You feed it a prompt or you can feed it a script and it creates a synthetic voice actor. It edits video. It finds music. It gets royalty free pictures and videos. And it can bang out a pretty good first draft in about 15 or 20 minutes. And in some cases, good enough to use. Like, this is one I made for our platform, Digital Cafe AI. Now, I did write the script, I did spend a lot of time on that because like ChatGPT or Claude can write an okay script.
Yeah.
But again, a good first draft. But I still find that I have to get in and it still writes and sounds like a robot. And it'll be like, I smell ChatGPT. You know,
it says like, delve too many times or transformation.
Yeah. Treasure trove or it's just like, and you can't, even if you tell it what not to do, it'll still do it. It's like, what in the hell? Train this stupid thing.
Right.
And it's getting better. But anyway, I've got a little, I can play the first chunk.
Yeah, let's do
of the video that this thing cranked out. This is a 2-minute video, but I'll just play the first part.
Welcome to Planet Who Gives a Shit. Attention spans are fleeting and precious. You've got less than 20 seconds to grab a prospect's attention, engage them, earn their trust, and convince them that they need what you're offering. But even after you've invested a fortune in generating traffic and leads, it's likely that your systems aren't equipped to follow up quickly, consistently, and competently, round the clock, all year. In this game, money loves speed, and time kills deals. Enter digitalcafe.ai, the artificial intelligence that builds relationships.
Okay, so that was good enough that I put it on that website for the first week because, like, I can't remember where I was speaking. I was at a strategic coach event,
yep.
And I was going to be on stage, and I'm like, I got to have something, and we didn't have enough time to turn it. And the voice sounds good. Holy cow, that
I
nice.
Love it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's deep. The music was brand representative. It picked okay video clips. You know, not great, but, you know, good enough. It did not suck.
Right.
What used to take me days can now be done in 10 minutes without a whole team. And I really appreciate that. And I think that's the way to think about this.
That's what I was going to say. So to round out kind of this millionaire mindset is to know that now the tools are all here to at least get that first version out there. It doesn't take a rocket scientist. It could just be, you know, it could be your EA or someone on your team to start faffoing around. I'll let you define that in a moment.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We've got a special guest we'll bring on in a moment.
We'll go back there, but just like the reframe of like, hey, get your team integrated, start following along with the latest trends, start messing around with these tools, and you'll start to realize or you know, follow along, especially get the book that Mike is talking about, because all of those are listed in the book too, so you don't have to just dick around elsewhere.
Yeah.
You know, like you have the ability now to give your team and yourself the like you have so much value at your fingertips. And then if you know, you want a specialist or yourself to review this stuff, well, it's probably going to be cheaper. It'll be quicker. You can iterate faster, test something, go to market fast with MVP.
Again, it's also letting your team know. So there's a fine line between fearing it and embracing it, right? So the fear is, oh my God, is this going to replace me? And it's like, not if you use it and you become 3 times more effective. You know, so an employer's dream is how do I scale my business without adding more overhead? That increases profitability. And I would love to be able to say to a team, look, here's where we are. That's our baseline. Let's see if we can generate twice as much without adding more overhead. And you're going to get a piece of that. Like, let's give you a piece of the upside.
Right.
And, you know, there's one of the challenges with industrialization is, and, you know, frankly, in the internet revolution as well, is a lot of workers said, well, I didn't get the benefit of this. And part of it is sometimes the there isn't more because of the way things are managed. But I think there's a opportunity with AI, especially the multiples can be so significant without the cost going up and without the state coming in and stealing more money for taxes and you know what they normally do. Boy, that almost sounded political there. Did not
no
intend
way.
To go there. Yeah.
I don't think anybody would disagree except for that.
No. So let's move on to the next stage, the billionaire mindset, which this is where you've been kicking ass, and that's appifying your business. So what we always try to do is like, where is there the big opportunity? Where are the biggest challenges? What are the biggest dreams that you as a founder have? And how do we appify that? In other words, to increase the value in a business, if you could take a key person and triple, make three of them. So if I could create three Joe Fears or three Mike Koenigs or three key people, in my case, I'd love to have three Abbeys or three Elliots or three Aarons, right? Three Brads. Right. I want more of all of you. But if we could do that and do it with AI, not only does that add incredible value, but it also means that if you sell your business, there's more equity value because now the business isn't dependent on a person. Mm-hmm. So that's how you can increase your EBITDA by 4 to 8x. So again, cloning yourself and your top performers. And we've got better tools for doing that. You know, like Delphi is a good one. Brad's been building these bots. One of the first ones I did before there were good bots is I took a client who had a sales problem. So what I did is I asked them to send recordings of all of their sales conversations, which we did, and I transcribed them. And then I, at the time, I used Claude because I found that Claude did a better job, and it still does at this moment, in terms of writing better emails or writing better copy and analysis, but also speaking in voice. So this particular prompt took a bunch of these transcripts, and then I uploaded my sales book, which is called Punch the Elephant. And the subtitle is How to Sell Anything to Anyone and Overcome Any Objection, Even If You're Bad at Sales. Well, the net result was the output of this thing generated a full SOP and a follow-up describing to the founder of this company how to do a better job. And at the time, they couldn't have afforded paying me for 2.5 days to do this manually, but I created the prompt, tested it out, and generated output in about 40 minutes. So 2.5 days into 40 minutes, but more importantly, over the next week and a half, they increased their sales 5 times just based on the SOP that this thing produced. And I think not only is that a good example of appifying a business, but I could take this along with my IP and create a sales sentiment analysis tool. Mm. And if I had more time right now, I'd do that. And then, you know, you've got this cool tool you've been working on, which is a product. And do you want to talk about that? Because this is a great case study.
I will. And it's funny because I haven't talked about most of this stuff on this podcast yet. So I was kind of waiting until you showed up, Mike, so you can kind of break the seal. And so, yeah, what I've been doing is a lot more of the working with clients to custom develop what their vision is. And the one that Mike's showing right now, it's Comm University, Brad Hamburger and his team. They basically want to tackle this problem with universities where, you know, kids that are going in there, I guess young adults, are just not feeling connected with each other. They're all looking at their screens. It's all, everybody's fragmented. And the universities are not making the money that they used to make. Like there's lack of donations, all that stuff. So they're bringing people together using an app, ironically, but the goal is to get them off the app. Once they connect the right people, they're using AI, chat bots, and all these matching tools to essentially do that effectively, based off of questionnaires, super engaging, looks beautiful, as you can see. And yeah, the goal here is to get them to be able to raise money. So we've rapidly figured out how to develop this, make it look beautiful, and essentially show universities and other investors how they can make this a scalable model. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, this is one example of what we're talking to financial space, the wealth building space, telecom, real estate.
Yeah, the use cases are intense. And going back to, like, I think one of the most important things is Brad Hamburger's MTP, his moonshot vision is to stop and eliminate loneliness, depression, and really suicides amongst college kids. And this is a way to connect people based upon, you know, create intimacy using AI faster. And probably lifelong relationships. You know, you think about if you've ever had a roommate before, they can become, well, some of your best friends are worst enemies long term, but most of the time, I think best of friends. Yeah. Also, getting back to the billionaire mindset, why is this so valuable and important? Well, I think it's creating value. And in their case, it's subscription income as well.
Yep.
And, you know, what you were able to do is rapidly prototype a very, very detailed product idea that now is being used to raise millions of dollars. And I'm just excited about the model. And that leads us then to the trillionaire mindset, which again is not about the money, because someone will be like, trillionaire, what? I'm not even at a billion. Or I'm not even, you know, somebody who's not even at six figures can't imagine a million. Someone who's got a million can't imagine a billion. How does a trillion?
Yeah, yeah.
Again, this is a way of thinking more than anything. And it also is a clear distinction between how you perceive value. Because up until now, what we're talking about is EBITDA, which is earnings before interest, tax, and depreciation. So on a typical company that might be have $10 million worth of revenue, their EBITDA might be $2 million. Mm-hmm. Well, that means to a company that would buy you, they might say pay 2.5 times that, which would be $5 million, okay? And you'd be like, all right. To a lot of people who may have spent their whole lives building a business to walk away with a couple million bucks and then have to pay the tax man, it's like, well, this sucks. That's not good. How do I create more value? How do I create so I can take my $10 million business and maybe make it worth $100 million? And that's this new way of thinking with the help of AI.
And the multiples are crazy.
And this I think, is a representative clip in 40 seconds of how to think right. Or what's possible. So I'll start by playing this. So how's that going to happen? Well, the way I would say is, you know, for Brad Hamburger, for example, in that business, they're going to take some IP and create a SaaS product. But what we were just talking about with this funeral home, for example, and for that matter, we're talking in the insurance industry and the construction industry. I believe any industry, if you're a functional business and you have some unique IP, and we figure out how to use the billionaire mindset where we clone your top employees and create more productivity and more value, well, that could be saleable to a business on a subscription level. And if you looked at the last image here, if you have 100 people paying $10,000 a month for a product that can create $100,000 worth of value, it's a no-brainer. Most business owners, if they could add $100,000 in monthly revenue and pay only $10,000 for it, they'd no-brainer, they do it all day long, okay?
Right.
A lot of them would pay $20,000 for $100,000 worth of value. It'd still be a no-brainer for them.
Yeah.
And in the world of SaaS, software as service, 100 clients at 10 grand a month, which isn't that many, that's totally doable. That's $1 million in monthly recurring revenue, 12 million a year. Well, that business would be worth 10x revenue, not EBITDA, when a PE company buys you, or when you'd be acquired by maybe a bigger company. Like, let's say you wanted to sell something substantial to a Microsoft or a LinkedIn, and they'd be like, holy crap, this would add massive value. You know, it'd have the network effect for them.
Yep.
So you got a $12 million business that could be worth $120 million or $250 million. Well, that's $250 million. It only takes $1,000 billion market cap companies to make $1 trillion. And that's the way the new trillionaires think, is how do I use AI to create massive leverage and a massive network effect?
Hey, I just want to pause this episode really fast and shout out a podcast that's also on the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. This one's a podcast that's hosted by someone I've followed for years. His name is Donald Miller. He has the whole story brand book and all the different stuff online. He hosts the podcast called Business Made Simple. The premise is to basically take the mystery out of growing your business. And he recently had on one of the other guys I follow is Alex Hormozi. And right at the beginning of the year, they're talking about facing uncertainty in your business, and Alex and Donald, they talk about four different ways to basically shore up your business to ride the uncertain times that inherently are the ones we're living in 2024. So make sure to go check that out. Go listen to Business Made Simple, that episode with Alex Hormozi, but also the other ones wherever you get your podcasts. Are you tired of the hassle of building online sales funnels? You know, I get it. And you started your business for freedom and not to be chained to your laptop all day long. And thankfully, there is an all-in-one platform that makes this process super easy so you can start attracting customers online. It's a tool called Kartra, and it has every tool you need to grow. So every Kartra account comes stocked with a bunch of done-for-you campaigns that are designed, connected, and written for you. All you gotta do is customize them to your liking, and you can launch a fully built sales funnel in minutes. So make marketing easy on yourself. Visit www.hustleandflowchart.com/Kartra and snag a free 30-day trial of Kartra. And again, that's hustleandflowchart.com/KARTRA. It's really, this is the mind shift that gets to happen. And it's when you start thinking of not only the numbers, but knowing that this is all accessible to everyone on the planet right now. So I genuinely think there is a lot of fear, mystery, unknown of what's this going to do to my industry, my job, maybe, or my role. But just know, like, this is the time to go take advantage of this and start testing, go FAFOing, fuck around and find out. I'll just let it out of the bag.
Oh, right, yeah, now. Yeah. We got that. Maybe we got to do, why don't we play a little?
Bring him back.
FAFO here. We got to bring back our man.
We kind of skipped over him.
So Samuel Jackson has a little bit to say about FAFO. What is that? Well, this is the secret to becoming a millionaire. All right, here we go.
What does F-A-F-O mean? Mike shouldn't be swearing on stage, but no one told me I couldn't. Fuck around and find out. You aren't going to lose a job to AI, but you will to someone using it.
Thank you.
Never gets old.
I love that guy.
It never gets old.
That, by the way, was synthetic Samuel Jackson. He did not make a live performance here. That is for educational purposes only. And but it shows what's possible. But I do think it's pretty funny.
It is, and it just shows you, like, there's tools that the one you just used, I think it was 11 Labs, to spin up that voice. Like, there's so many tools that we have access to, and the point is now that is, like, this is the time to customize this to your business. digitalcafe.ai/JF will actually get you to the book, but actually start to test out what we have created internally as a team. And I feel like this, when you start using it, digitalcafe.ai/JF, multiple call to actions, right? So like it's when you start to FAFO with this tool and then think of your business, like, now start to visualize, what is my customer? Like, how can I improve their journey through my business and give them a better result? So take it away, Mike.
Yep. Yeah. Well, let's play the video, and then we can talk about why this is such an important mindset shift and how to apply this. And I think it ties into the book as well. So let's hit play here. It's about a 3-minute video, and you also see the continuation from what I prototyped within video. And I didn't have time because I was gone for a week and I wasn't back in studio. And then I came back and made this. But it started with a prototype that I literally wrote the first draft of the script while I was laying in bed on a Saturday morning. And I probably wrote the first draft in 20, 30 minutes, but then I tweaked it for hours and hours. And I tested it with my wife and I performed it for friends. You know, it went through some iterations, but this is the result. Welcome to the world of 3-second attention spans and fewer than 20 seconds to get a prospect's attention, engage them, get to know, like, and trust you, and say, I want and need what you have. Let's make a deal. Now, you spend a fortune generating traffic and leads, but chances are your systems don't quickly, consistently, and competently follow up 24/7, 365. Money loves speed and time kills deals. Now, introducing Digital Cafe AI, a relationship-building AI that will take your hard-earned leads and make them feel like you're sitting down with them for a cup of coffee, listening to their needs and responding to them with a personalized, useful, resourceful solution. It's the perfect AI team. An A-plus marketer who gets attention and captures leads, a friendly salesperson who asks the most engaging questions, a data nerd who researches, enriches, and qualifies your prospects and predicts their behaviors, an engaging copywriter who follows up in your voice with stories that connect so your prospect feels seen, heard, and understood, and a delivery genius who ensures every message is read, heard, and watched minutes after first contact. Your prospects get a hyper-personalized follow-up message, story, proposal, brochure, videos, audios, voicemail, email, and a custom website that gives them a sense of hope, possibility, and vision to invest in your product or service. It creates beautiful magazine-quality PDF reports. It even sends real handwritten cards and letters right to their home. A Digital Cafe AI does hours or days of work that normally requires an expensive team of specialists in minutes. You get instant notifications of qualified prospects so you or your team can take over the conversation or let AI do the work for you. You see everything your prospect does in real time. It's the fastest, easiest, automated way to get attention, engagement, and trust to close bigger deals faster. Now the experience blows away your prospect. Every deal closes faster with less work. No HR issues, no complaints, no excuses, no vacations, always on 24/7, 365. Now it's not about taking the human interaction out. It's about filling the void where the human component falls on its face. Now you're probably asking, is it easy? Does it work? Will it work for me and my business? A Digital Cafe AI is a done-for-you service that can be adapted to any B2B or B2C business, understand any language anywhere in the world, and it integrates with every CRM system and even connects to WhatsApp, which means 100% deliverability with no canned spam, SMS, text, or GDPR limitations. Now, money loves speed, and time kills deals. So visit Digital Cafe AI to see how it will work for you.
So that video right there, I don't know if there's a better way to concisely put that into play. And you can tell that's the second iteration from that first video you made. And now this is on the homepage of digitalcafe.ai/JF. And there's a little QR code
that's
on screen.
That's where you get the free book. Yep.
That's right. Yep. So go test it out. And Mike, maybe give us a little overview in your words from maybe some details or like almost like a use case.
The use case right now is we've got this real estate firm, for example. They already have traffic, but they know their conversions are low. And the idea of taking what they already have, this incoming traffic, and being able to put them in and learn more about the prospect, enrich them, qualify them, and then basically send them down the appropriate road. So if it's someone with no experience, they might sell them training. If it's someone with experience, they'll enroll them in a program. If they have a lot of experience, they may have a higher value person reach out to them immediately. And this whole thing gets triggered, but it basically creates a customized website, this PDF, and then an audio and a video about them and for them from the founder in the brand's voice in 5 minutes. Okay, it's freaking amazing. And the wow factor alone is like, holy crap, right? I wanted that. Yeah. The fact that it gets the reaction it does, and you know, we've been working together. We're fielding calls right now of people going, I want this too. So now we got a funeral home. And it means that someone who's going through grief, we can ask some questions, deliver something that's really emotional, and then give them, you know, like if you have a you know, again, just this is like, this is going to sound terrible, but if you have a baby that died during childbirth, the way you deal with them is very different than if your father or mother died of cancer, or you lost a spouse, or, you know, it's a grandparent. It's a very different experience. And, you know, I know this because a friend of ours has a funeral home. His wife has been doing this for a long time, and it's very competitive. There are multiple people advertising, And if someone calls and they're in pain and you don't pick up the phone and follow up fast, they're going to move on to the next person. You will lose them. And the same is true whether it's heating and air conditioning or you name the business here. Like, you've got that much time and there's a lot of competition and there's a lot of noise. So he or she with the fastest follow-up, follow-through, presenting a relevant message in the voice of a brand in a meaningful way with a customized option or product or service offering will always win. And intimacy and engagement matter most. So that was a long, seat at the stump, but that's my intent. And now we've got partnerships where other people want to use this in their business and sell it to their customer base. So that's our network effect. It's a trillionaire mindset.
Yeah. And that's exactly, it's we're doing this in motion. So the mindsets you just laid out, which thanks for sharing that, because I mean, I think that's 80% of it. It's like, get your head right, thinking in the game, what do you have control over now? Build it for yourself. You started this probably with a lot simpler stuff like GPTs and chat, GPT, all these different prompts, but now it's appified. So that, started off millionaire, got into billionaire, and trillionaire is now this mindset of where we're taking it to channel partners, people who can customize what we've created and really go to town. And there's a whole sort of business model there that's a whole nother rabbit hole. But just thinking of the scale, like, it can start with just your own business and knowing that you're the connector to something pretty great here.
Even if it's a funeral home, yeah. I would argue the use cases are virtually endless. Like, here's an example of someone who went through the process, and this is actually a real, this is an architect. So I'll play the first part of an audio and then also play the video for you.
Hey, Amika, this is Mike Koenigs. I want to start by saying a big thank you for your interest. Your impressive journey in the architect.
Okay, so that's the audio. Not bad. Here's the video.
Hey, Amika, this is Mike Koenigs. You're on the brink of revolutionizing sustainable community development with your vision of an AI toolkit. Imagine harnessing AI to assess land for sustainable development, integrating environmental, technical, social, and economic markers. This isn't just a dream. It's a transformative shift waiting to happen.
In the background, for the techie nerd types, we use 11 Labs as our API, and then we use HeyGen for the video, which is freaking amazing. And we, this is a complex product, but if we would have had to build this 3 years ago, first of all, we couldn't have done it. Yeah. And the second thing is, it would have probably cost many millions of dollars to produce this and a team of eight months, whereas we did it with fewer people in less time for a lot less money in comparison. Yeah. And again, we're adapting it to a bunch of different industries right now. We've got a construction one that's going live. We've got another one for a business that does pretty advanced marketing. They were in the political game, Kurt and Kristen. And then in our case, when this is how I deliver my book. So it's the funnel. And then, you can book a call. So the whole idea is maximum engagement in the shortest period of time with a hyper-personalized follow-up. And I wish I had this a long time ago.
Oh, it's so cool.
So that's basically the trillionaire mindset is, A, we're doing it for us. B, we're doing it for other people. And C, we're doing it as a collaborative thing because we're white labeling this platform for other industries so they can do it with us. And the trillionaire mindset comes not just from the network effect, but the collaborative partnerships. Yeah. And, I got to give a big shout out to Dan Sullivan, who talks about this himself. So that's basically it. And then if you want, I can go through how we've completely rethought our own funnel strategy.
That could be interesting.
Using AI.
Let's do that because that might be a good way to wrap it up because it's, again, this is all very actionable in terms of like frame yourself, think of your own business, think of maybe some of the gaps that you're not seeing in the ladder here.
The easy way is what kind of free content do you have? Now, this book is available. We sell it and it's actually generating it's been a number one bestseller now for a couple of weeks, which helps the network effect. But everywhere I go, I give away the book. It's used as an incentive. We're doing it on the podcast. So every time I make an appearance on a podcast, we get a bunch of people who show up They opt in, they answer some questions, they get engaged, they see our technology, and then get exposed to the tools. So it's use the tool to sell the tool. So you want to, of course, establish yourself as an expert and authority, whether it's a podcast or whatever. And then in our case, we take them through the next step, the roadmap. How do I use AI? What app should I use? It's essentially an introduction to the millionaire mindset. What should I do? How should I do it? And in what order? And, you know, it's our way of also building a relationship. So you want to have a lower ticket offer to get people in your funnel. Mm-hmm. And then we take them on the journey of we have training. So for a lot of business owners, it's like, how do I bring this into my organization, get my people using it, thinking in AI, using AI? And we've done all the hard work. And because we've taught this a bunch of times, you're teaching the next cohort with Brad. It's a great way to get exposed, and you build amazing loyalty. Like we talked to a client yesterday who started here. Now they're going up the next level. So they said yes to franchise. That's what Brad is running that. That's where you work with us, and we actually do these two-hour sessions, and it's a done with you. Let's build AIs and tools with you and for you, but do it in two-hour sprints. So it's replicable. It's sort of like, let's replicate a top person in your organization. Let's build a copywriting bot. Let's find areas that make more money, save more time, and multiply the effectiveness of your team. And then we also have our high ticket where we build entire businesses and brands in a week. This has been our core offer for almost 7 years now. But, you know, the guy who's on the screen right now, Reagan, we built a new business offering for him. He's been a client now for a couple of years. But we generated conservatively between $500,000 and $1 million worth of new business in one day. From a new 10-minute presentation we built with him. Jeez. And that's, you know, and then the next stage is, well, everyone needs an autopilot sales system and a co-pilot autopilot. That's our product. But then we get to Joe's department with custom development, because someone will say, how do I turn my IP into a product?
Mm-hmm. So it's the full spectrum.
Yep. And then ultimately, you know, this, what I just showed is our handout, our sheet. This is how we engage our audiences. And that is essentially our funnel. So my challenge to everyone watching this and listening to it is, you know, like, how can you get engaged and use this mindset in your own business and escalate someone, but also use AI to make yourself more effective? How do you deliver a higher quality product in less time with fewer people? And how does that create value? How do you commercialize and package your IP? And then how do you create collaborations and a network effect so that you can get 10x, 20x multiples on something that already works for you? You know, you're going to be your best guinea pig. That's as right. You prototype this and then get it out to a few clients. And don't sell $10 or $100 products, sell $10,000 products.
I was going to actually bring that up earlier, but now it's a good tie-in, because now showing the reason why we even have that whole path there is to lead mm-hmm. to higher value. And most people, a lot of people will just skip to the higher value stuff because they have the vision, they're ready, they get it, whatever it might be. But, we were just talking about this the other day. You know, it's like when you start getting an overwhelm or this need to scale or maybe be something to everyone, like, it doesn't really bring joy in your life. I know I've felt it. You've been through that before. You know, you've scaled all sorts of stuff over the 30 plus years, whatever it was. So, I mean, charge more, you know, work with the right people.
Fewer customers who pay more that you actually like. Versus a whole bunch of anonymous cheapos who might not have the same value system you do. And you're inviting all sorts of trouble into your life, in my opinion. You know, and again, it's some people love business consumer, right? They love selling cheap stuff to a bunch of anonymous buyers. God bless your soul. I'm not McDonald's. I don't want to be McDonald's. And I'd rather have a tight team of people I genuinely love. And working with people I love on something meaningful, because I just don't, I don't care about widgets. I just never have given a rat's butt about them. But yeah.
No, hey, go FAFO yourself. Yeah, you figure it out, but figure out your model and stick with it.
So true.
I think I'm pretty sure there were some light bulb moments for other people. I always pick up something new. So
if you had a takeaway from all this, because you've been immersed in this, you're right in the deep.
Yeah.
What's showing up for you right now? I'm super curious.
Honestly, it's this, it's the use cases of digital cafe, you know, because that's where my mind has been. It goes back to the journey and the different ways that it's creating an experience. And this is thinking of the funeral home business we were just chatting with last night. And it's exceptional service. I mean, that's an industry or a business specifically that's over 100 years old. It's like the only reason it's like in the top 10% or even higher in the U.S., is it's exceptional service. You're meeting people where they're at and where they want to feel seen. And that's what the chatbot experience does. That's what the customized experience on the back end. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this, and I've had Lee Richter on about a year ago, maybe 9-10 months. But technology is speeding up. It's never going to slow down. But the humanity element's still there. So it's kind of, it's both. So it's going to increase the human side of anything that's created, but at scale. And I feel like that's what we're doing really well here with Digital Cafe.
Yeah, I think the best use of AI is to help humans do human things better and take away the repetitive, annoying, stupid things. And also, from an evolutionary point of view, back to the cotton gin, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, in the oldie times when you'd manually pick cotton and then it'd be ginned or threaded by hand, et cetera, it wasn't efficient. And you know what? Some people really like doing repetitive work. Now, my argument would be, well, I'd rather design something new and innovate something new than be stuck doing the same damn thing. Like dragging rocks out of a hole my whole life sounds like hell. Mm-hmm. Now, again, some people like that. Some people are proud to be a coal miner. And I would argue that's inhumane. We are going to go through a harsh evolution as humans right now. And there are some people who are just not going to see this coming, and it's going to happen far too fast.
Yep.
I feel terrible for people who don't adapt quickly. These are changing times, and some people are going to fight very hard for keeping things the way they are. And it's going to suck for them, and it's going to be scary. And, you know, the internet changed a lot of things, but it was a little more gradual. This is one of those things where a lot of people are going to wake up and they will not recognize the world they lived in a year ago or 3 years ago, and how it's going to affect our perception of reality. But remember, our perception of reality is nothing more than a story and an illusion, and we're repeating other stories that have been told to us. Our whole perception of language and society, it's all a story. Mm-hmm. It's all a hallucination and an illusion that has been passed on for millennia and generations. Now, pulling the rug out from underneath someone could be considered immoral. And I can't dispute that. I cannot dispute the fact that a lot of people are going to be in pain because the world changed too fast. And instead, I would say back to the augmented reality opportunity. Imagine having a helmet. Now, it wasn't too long ago. You'd have to go to college for 4 years to learn a skill, and you had to be accredited. You had to have a sticker by your name in order to get that job. And soon, someone who wears a helmet can go through some basic dexterity and then you'll be able to look at something. There's a problem, and the AR will help you diagnose a problem, fix it, and fix something and be a lot more productive and make a really good living. And this can be education on demand, okay? That excites the hell out of me. And like, I have no education, and there's a whole bunch of people, what we call the clear collar worker. That is the opportunity from blue collar to white collar to clear collar, which is transparently using technology to be a better human. And that is the world that I want to live in. It's the hallucination I want to smoke.
I'm in on that hallucination, man. So this is the time. Let's wrap it up. I know you got to bounce out of here, Mike. Yeah. So I appreciate you. Another shout out, digitalcafe.ai/JF gets you Mike's book. Yeah. And experience Digital Cafe with your business in mind. Answer the questions. Go through the whole process. You'll pick up and get some light bulb moments. So Mike, appreciate you, man. We'll be chatting.
Oh, yeah. Rock star. I'll see you soon, Joe. And thanks a ton for the time, brother.